full-time in the Centre of Excellence in Convoy, and Burt under-21s have made it 3 in a row in the Hurling Championship. They won by 18 points to 2-9 against St Union's in the final. Although the 3-point deficit, it wasn't the full story, as St Union's had a chance to equalise in the 65th minute of the game, but a Peter Kelly free went wide. It was Liam McKinney, the man who won the Nicky Rackard Player of the Year, who was the top goal scorer, top point scorer for Burt, finishing on 10. And he was the man that got them going with 2 early points, while it was John Keeley who got one from distance for Unions. Brendan Gaffey got a point and then got a goal as a shot from Keeley dropped short and Gaffey tapped in. And Peter Kelly put his side 4 points ahead on the 11th minute. But Burt then had a purple patch, and it was 2 from McKinney and 1 from his brother Aidan McKinney before Faker Gill, and then a fourth point of the game for Liam McKinney made it 7 points to 1-3 on the 20th minute before Peter Kelly levelled things up once again. Burt had a half goal chance for Oisin Kerr, while Peter Campbell also had a shot along the ground saved, but 2 points from McKinney had them 2 ahead as we went into the added time. Matthew Winters pointed from the right, and another Kelly free in the 33rd minute of the first half made it 1-6-9 at half time and level scores. Coming into the second half, Burt went into a good lead as 2 from Kieran McColgan and 2 frees from McKinney was put them ahead, although Matthew Winters got a goal for St Union's after a brilliant turn, and he smashed it into the bottom corner of the net, which that left it on 13 points to 2-6 with 15 minutes to go. And Owen Walsh, a substitute, levelled the game up with just over 10 minutes to go. 3 points from Burt then came from Aidan McKinney, Oisin Kerr and Liam McKinney before into added time, when there was a 3-point deficit. It was Peter Kelly, a 65 and a free, which left a 1 point in it in the 64th minute, and then Kelly had a 65 go, or a free on the 65 go wide. Faker Gill then put Burt in a 2-point lead, and Conor Gartland made it 3 points as Burt were victorious in the end up. That was the second game on the night after the Shield final saw Airua beat Setanta by 15 points to 2-4. It was Danny Breen who got 10 frees for Airua, and he was the top scorer, while Ryan Coyle and Keelan Duffy got goals for Setanta, but they finished with 12 men on the pitch after a couple of red cards. So on the night, there was wins for Burt and for Airua.